I think I've only got one more thing to do, and that is to remind you about the feedback evaluation forms. It'll be a really good help to the organisers to see what your reaction was to various of the sessions and so on. And I'm going to hand over now to Barry Rafe, who's going to close the event.
Thank you, Peter. My name is Barry Rafe. I'm President of the Institute of Actuaries of Australia. And I've got a bit of a confession to make to start off with. Poor Melinda Howes, the CEO of the Institute, I call her poor not because I'm the president, but because, obviously I think she's quite lucky, but because she had to get up at 4 o'clock this morning to catch a plane to get here. And I actually came along on standby this morning just in case she didn't turn up. And I was going to sneak in this afternoon, having not been here the whole day, and pretend it was a good speech and, you know, a good session. And I have to say, I've sat here all day. I've been glued to the set. It's been fantastic. And I think part of the reason it's been, there's a couple of reasons it's been fantastic. One is because, I mean, this is a real public policy question. These are real issues, real people, real money. And secondly, I think because we've had super smart speakers along here, all from different professions. And it's not often we get this sort of session where we have people from, you know, experts in their own field ranging across a lot of different professions. So I think this is an issue that we need professions to collaborate with each other, to bring the best out of each other, because we've all got unique ways of looking at the world. The Institute of Actuaries, I think, has an obligation in this debate to facilitate these discussions. We, you know, involved with pricing, reserving, the sort of prudential management of insurance companies. And that's where a lot of this really started from, I think. And I think we've got a responsibility to make sure that we facilitate the debate going forward to get good results. We have debate internally whether we should have a flood policy or not, whether we should make a call on what we think the answer should be. I don't think we're at that stage yet. I think there's a lot of ideological issues which we're not in a position to make a call on. I think we're here as trusted advisors. We're here to help the industries work through the implications of various options. I sort of think that's where we should probably stay. I'd like to thank our supporting partners, the Insurance Council of Australia, Engineers Australia, and the Australian New Zealand Institute of Insurance and Finance. Special thanks to Peter Thompson, who's the consummate professional. Thank you, Peter. We've had a lot of actuaries and others toiling behind the scenes in organising this. The Flood Committee, Susan Lay, Peter McCarthy, John Deravin, Ari Vanderberg, Bill Constantinides, Amy von Huben, Melissa Yan, Daniel Smith and Charlie Pollock. Special thanks to Rick Shaw, who's been doing a lot of the planning and sitting there with the 5 and 10 minute queues. I won't need any of those queues, thank you.
1 minute queue.
1 minute queue. I'd also like to thank the Institute's online events team, Sarah, Emma and Melissa. Don't forget the evaluation forms. We're actuaries. We scour through these things in detail. We've got computer programs that analyse them and slice them 10 different ways, which is why our conferences are so good. Just to remind you of some of the dates for your diary, and it says here, slide will appear behind you. Is that right? No. So the events that are coming up, 9th of June, we've got an insurance and capital review seminar, and that's working with APRA on the new capital standards for insurance companies. On the 22nd of June, we've got a business lunch with APRA, presented by Dennis Wilkinson. On the 20th of September, we've got an enterprise risk management seminar. We've got an accident compensation seminar in November, and you can get more information. Some of the information is on your tables, and you can get more information from the website. So on that, I think we've got drinks outside. I don't want to be on my own when I'm drinking, so hopefully some of you will stay behind. So thanks very much. Thank you.